segment, and someone here at the ticket wants to talk to us about that subject. So let's open the door and say hi to Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
What up?
Hey, Chris.
What up? So loud.
How are you?
What's happening, man?
All right, there's a,
strong handshake. You been working out?
No, not really.
Man, I was burning my pecs this morning. What's up?
Where are you? Hey, how are you, man? Hey, blow me up.
What are you two homos doing, huh?
Well, we're trying to do our radio show.
You guys still doing that?
Yep.
Man, I just been over back in the green zone. You know what I'm saying? Making the green. Yeah.
Over there in sales.
Yeah. Man, you guys skipped our Christmas party.
Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I usually try to skip our lame-ass Christmas party, too, because I've slept with, like, every vag haver there, so it's like, what's the point, you know? Fist bump George! What up? But, you know, I was, like, up for every single award this year, so I kind of had to go by there towards the end of it, you know.
Really?
Just to, yeah, just to claim all the awards and everything
like
that.
I didn't hear about that.
I mean, I wasn't there, but maybe 10 minutes or something, just long enough to get the awards. And
what awards?
Banged about four uteri in the coat room, you know what I'm saying?
About four.
Yeah, you two douchers weren't even there. You should have seen it, man. I was in and out. Just in there, grab a couple drinks, drop a hundy on the bartender, 86, you know?
A hundy.
I throw my own kick-ass Christmas party every year. You guys got to make it, man. Sometime you guys are totally welcome. Totally.
What is it?
You guys six figures? You can come. You're six figures. You can come.
Only six figures?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody knows my party's like legendary, man. They're so sweet. Everybody shows up, man. Like half the Cowboys are there, if not more, or maybe even double half the Cowboys are there.
The whole team?
T-Rose there.
Romo.
Tony Romo. Cubes is there. Jerry Jones.
No one calls him
that. Dahin, he's there.
Don Henley.
So we get the Stoli rolling. You know, the honeys start taking off their tops. This is all in my penthouse at the W. You guys got to stop by.
This is all at your private party.
Oh, it's my personal party, man. The valet service loaded with Bents and Bens.
Well, I don't know.
I've never heard of this party.
Cubes and J-Jo are like trying to invest with me on a new company I want to start.
You?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a great new company.
What's that?
I don't know what we're going to do. We may go into business against, like, Apple or Amazon or BMW or something. Problem is, like, a lot of my friends work for those companies, so I'd, like, kind of feel bad putting them out of business, you know?
Sounds like a great business model.
Cubes is always begging me to go into business with him. He's trying to get me to do the, you know, help him with the college playoff thing.
He's going to get you to help him with
that. Yeah, he's like, come on, Chris, man, I need somebody with a little influence, you know, and I'm like, ah, blah, blah, you know. I used to play a little college ball, you know. So
he's really did,
where?
At the university. And,
to you?
Yeah, last night, my bunker suite at the AAC, where I was rocking some D&G shades indoors, you know, kind of got the look going on.
Yeah.
Cubes is like talking my ear off about it. He's, come on, Chris, you know, he's all jacked up and everything like that. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I just want to go in the bathroom, do a line, get out of your way.
Yeah, that's how you roll.
What's the deal, man? You guys like talk about me on the air or something?
Sometimes we do.
Because, like, man, I'll be around town and I hear all these people saying stuff's like, oh, man, that's so Chris, or that's so, you know, whatever. Fortunately, they're always talking about pretty kick-ass stuff.
You would think that.
Yeah, you know, you got to give me more time on your radio show.
No, I don't
have guests like that. God, that Troy Faikman, man. Yeah. I can't stand him.
Troy,
people enjoy him.
He's a legend.
Ah, man, that's what we call him. He's not in the party scene anymore, you know. So. What? Oops, no.
What's happening?
I built like 200K in December alone.
Oh, did you really?
Wow.
You know what? I hate to bust you on this. I know you say you're in the six-figure club and all of that, but I saw you the other night. I was doing some Christmas shopping at the mall, and you were stocking the shelves at a Gap.
Well,
that was quick.
There he goes again.
That was so quick. And you know what?
What store was it?
It was the Gap. He was just stocking shelves. I don't know if he's going to be able to do that anymore because he's not moving down there. He is not moving at all.
I'm not even going to look to see if he's moving because somehow he always makes a miraculous recovery.
It's not going to happen this time, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I bet it is.
He looks like he is. Can't really
think we ought to call paramedics?
country.
I landed on my 500 other shoes. Stay hard of
us. All right, Merry Christmas, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
Merry Chris Christmas.